Hi, Spencer Rivers here with another edition of Well, What Do You Know for Tuesday, July 20th. We're halfway through the month already. My goodness. Alrighty. Well, we know there's been shortages of everything from workers to gasoline and, well, you can add foam to the list. It may explain why sofa and fridge deliveries are running behind. While foam is used in cushions, it is also used to insulate appliances. A bad winter storm shut down 5 factories to make the main chemical needed for foam, and that has led to a domino effect and delays because there's not enough foam. Big manufacturers have shortened work weeks as they wait, but orders keep coming in. Really think about foam shortages. Well, with so many of us looking to get away, even out of the country, passport applications are backlogged. The State Department says the wait time is about 4 months to renew or get a new passport. They're currently working through 2 million applications. If you were to apply for a passport today, likely wouldn't get mailed until the fall. My goodness. Unlike cats and other animals, we are monophasic sleepers, meaning we dedicate one part of the day to sleeping instead of just napping a bunch. Experts say a nap should not last more than 30 minutes unless you want to completely ruin your sleep. A guy in Miami went to a mall on Saturday, stole some candles. He got away after spraying dozens of people with bear mace. And that stuff is nasty. People say when he's caught, he could be charged up to 35 felonies. Wow. 14-year-old girl in China is going viral on social media because she's a basketball player. She's amazing. And she's nearly 7'5" tall. If she were in the NBA, she'd be tied for the 6th tallest player in league history. 14 years old, 7'5". Wow. Key limes were considered a weed in Florida until the Great Freeze in 1894 destroyed all the lemon groves. Farmers replanted Mexican limes instead, and they became known as Florida key limes, a beloved regional crop. The inside of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, completely empty. Nothing there at all. It's just a hollow cylinder from top to bottom. In the 1920s and 30s, people used to have cages built to hang out of their apartment windows, and they used to put their babies in them. If you watched any old movies from back then, you'll see that, particularly in New York. They believe it helped to keep them healthy and growing. Think you could get away with that today? Don't think so. Well, what happens when three women discover they're dating the same guy? They become besties, of course. A young woman from Idaho found out her boyfriend was dating someone in Utah at the same time. The two women connected and found out there was a third girl. And then they found out there were 6 more. What a busy guy. The three women dumped the deceitful dude, became fast friends. Now they're touring the West together in a renovated bus. Another snake story. Oh my gosh. You know, some people find bugs under their beds. Others find dust. A woman in Georgia got even a bigger surprise. She found 18 snakes under her bed. Oh, it was a mother of a garter snake. She had 17 baby snakes. The women used a grabber tool to retrieve the reptiles, bag them, and release them into a creep. Then she joked she may need a cardiologist after the ordeal. You imagine that? 18 snakes under your bed? Yikes. All right, no charger, no problem. Soon you'll be able to charge your phone with your fingers. Scientists at UC San Diego have developed a device made from thin, flexible strips to wrap around your fingers, gather sweat while you sleep, and generate electricity. Why fingers? Apparently our fingertips have the highest amount of sweat glands in our bodies, and that sweat can convert to energy. The researchers say that harvested sweat can ultimately power small electronics. So what are you supposed to do? Hold on to your phone all night? Speaking of electronics, electronics manufacturer LG is finally rolling out its rollable television screen. The packable 65-inch 4K screen rolls up like a newspaper and comes with aluminum casing, 4K gaming, HDMI ports for consoles and other devices. The screens, which will be available in the United States next month, sell for a mere $100,000. The regular 4K TV sells for about $1,000. Just saying. Two police officers from Maine were sent to jail for beating 11 porcupines to death. What? The disturbing incident happened last year when the cops were caught using their batons to beat the poor porcupines. They were fired from the force, and now a judge has sent them to do hard time for doing the crime. Why would you do that, especially police officers? That is just awful. All right, that is, let's do one more, okay? A young woman from New York City got snubbed by her own friends, so she made new ones from all around the country. She found out that her friends purposely planned a party while she would be out of town. After posting about the fake friends incident, she went on a mission to make new friends. Last month, she held a meetup in Central Park. 200 people showed up. Now she's hosting No More Lonely Friends meetups around the country and documenting it all on Instagram. All right, that's it for today. Tuesday, warm. It's going to stay warm for a while. You enjoy the rest of the week, but I'll be back on Thursday with some more tidbits. I'm Spencer Rivers. Have a great day.